The king gazed at Demespia for a moment before returning his attention to the cupbearer.
Why are you so sad? What grieves you, Nehemiah?
Nehemiah tried to speak. Words failed him. Again, Artaxerxes spoke.
You don't appear sick. It must be your thoughts that trouble you.
Cold sweat broke out over Nehemiah's forehead. He clasped his hands together in order to hide their trembling. Intense fear made his heart race. This was the moment he had prayed for. The king had given him the opening he needed in order to make his request. Nehemiah knew that the king might be offended by what he was about to ask. After all, Artaxerxes' own life was in danger from an unknown assassin. Why should he care about a cupbearer's troubles? Nehemiah might lose the favor of the monarch forever without gaining an advantage for Jerusalem. Long live the king, he said through dry lips and plunged ahead.
You're right to say that I am sad, your majesty. How could I be anything else when the city of my ancestors lies in ruins?
Artaxerxes leaned forward on his couch.
I see. Is it about Jerusalem that you speak? What do you want me to do, cupbearer?
Nehemiah took a moment to send a lightning prayer to the Lord of Heaven. After the months of wearing himself out with his supplications, he still felt unprepared for this conversation.
If it please the king, and if I have found favor with your majesty, please send me to Judah so that I can rebuild the city where my fathers are buried.